This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us today, we've made a little schedule change here. We have got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and the reason he'll be on now at this time is because Amanda Mackey has now announced that she's running for Congress, so she relegates herself to the role of special contributor when it comes to politics or something pertaining to her campaign. But Kevin will be with us on Wednesday, these first two segments. So good morning and congratulations to you, Colonel Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Glad to be with you in an extended time period. And all the best to Amanda and her efforts. I watched her when she made her announcement yesterday, and she kicked off in the right way. And I know that you'll miss her here on the radio, but she's off to other things and doing good things.
Oh, and I'll be at a lot of her events, and I'll be covering them. Plus, I also was there yesterday and spoke at her kickoff. Now, we say the pledge to start things. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we got to start out with a couple of things that happened militarily. The United States, for the first time, has launched airstrikes inside Somalia against Al-Shabaab at one of the cities in central Somalia. And this kind of expands things. We kind of gone from, let's see, Afghanistan to Africa. And I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Yeah, I tell you what. Yeah, I didn't pick up on that last night, but it doesn't surprise me because there's very little expense in expending air, things like that, than ground troops, but it's really back to Somalia a couple decades, but in a little bit different way.
Yeah.
And from my perspective, what we're suffering from is our country has not had a serious reassessment of our national security policy in two decades. We're still going back to 2003 under the Bush the Second administration.
Yep.
And drawing on what we do in foreign policy, and we're doing it pretty pell-mell, unfortunately. And it's driven as much by domestic politics, and it's not very forward-thinking, unfortunately. And so that's why we seem surprised at all the things that we do, because, quite honestly, some of our decision-makers seem to be a little bit surprised.
Yeah. Now, a little bit earlier before this, Israel, for the first time, launched an airstrike against the Iranian militias inside Syria.
Yeah, and that, too, should not be a surprise. I mean, historically, in the modern era, and since we started paying more attention after the 73 war, Israel has done what Israel has had to do for its national security. It's easy for us, on the other side of the world, to second-guess them, and for, woke companies like Ben & Jerry's to second-guess their policy to protect their own security as a nation. But that should not be surprised, and publicly we might voice some concern, but privately I think we're saying, hey, they're doing what they must do and what we would do if we were serious thinkers and we were in the same position, in my opinion.
Yeah, and they took out a supply of rockets, a depot, as well as rockets that were pointed towards Israel over in the opposite side of Syria, away from Turkey, over there closer to the Israeli-Jordan border. So they definitely took out something that was going to happen sooner rather than later.
That's right. And I don't think the shield over Israel, which was tested to maximum strength with rocket attacks from out of from Gaza, I think only takes one to do cataclysmic damage to a nation state the size of New Jersey.
Now, we've got about a minute left in this segment. I'm going to state that we have 2,500 Afghan interpreters and their families coming to Fort Lee, Virginia. Nice little post in the middle of nowhere along U.S. 17. And they're going to be staying there for a while. And then it looks like we've got 17,500 more that we need to get here. I hope we get them here by the end of the month, but I really doubt it.
Well, I don't think we will. And it kind of goes back to what I was talking about. And after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about the Afghanistan withdrawal.
Yeah.
And it was, in my view, it is the right thing, but it's in execution, it's been done so poorly, and it's been domestic politics that has driven, I believe, the poor execution under the current administration with the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Alrighty, hold that thought, sir. And folks, I'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, United States Army retired, and you'll hear him in this time slot on Wednesdays now. And we're going to come back with segment number two. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before I get back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, I want to remind everybody this segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and it's really amazing, folks, how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the Midwest, and all the way out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Yep, you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Oh, boy, have they got them. And wait till you hear this one. Some used cars have gone up in value 45%. Others as much or as little, I should say, as 21%. But your car that you're driving is worth more money now than it was 3 or 4 months ago. So you might be able to upgrade your ride right now, get yourself a better vehicle, get yourself some extra money in your pocket, and go take a little vacation. That's exactly what a lot of people are doing. Now, remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and test drive the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market right now. Don't forget, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals on their vehicles.
locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Tell them that before you get the deal going on the car you're working on or the truck, and you'll get an extra $500 off. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning, Colonel, and thanks for being on with us.
Yeah, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you. Hey, before the break, we had talked about, and I asserted that the withdrawal from Afghanistan was driven under the current administration by domestic politics, and that is fraught with danger. And in the current administration, the reason why that's particularly troublesome is because from day one in office, the current administration policy was driven by what can we do that's fundamentally different than the previous Trump administration, whether it made sense or not. And Afghanistan posed a particular problem with that. Other than making a decision to delay it until the end of August instead of May, what it did was it made all the planning and the preparation of the execution of doing it in a thoughtful and good way, even though it was the right thing to do, it kind of went by the wayside. And so we're doing all kinds of things. And I have to say, contrary to what the president said a week ago, when he says not to worry that the United States will continue to provide over the horizon support, I'm like the Wall Street Journal. It's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
And it's poorly thought out, and it doesn't lend any more credibility to what's going on. And the withdrawal is done quickly. Fortunately, we haven't lost U.S. casualties, but it has all the hallmarks of a fiasco.
This looks like Laos, the killing fields, Cambodia, all over again.
Yeah, there are a lot of parallels. There's some differences, but there are a lot of parallels to the withdrawal from Vietnam. We didn't have a clue about how we can maintain our intelligence gathering capabilities. It's a lot harder to maintain that over the horizon when you're not doing it from Bagram Air Force Base, when you're doing it from 8 hours away.
Right.
We didn't think about how to do that. And one of the other, what should have been an expected circumstance, is all the contractors that would provide all the sustainability for the Afghanistan Army that can sustain itself and maintain its Air Force and its helicopters, all the contractors are pulling out. And why wouldn't they? They have no reason to feel secure. They're civilians. And so that wasn't thought out very well. And the president says, hey, we're going to continue to provide $3 billion in security assistance to Afghanistan. But just like when we withdrew from Iraq and when we left Vietnam and we left a lot of military equipment there, the question is, okay, to what use is that money going to be put? Who is actually going to get the benefit of that money? And unfortunately, history has taught us the bad guys will take advantage, and they will get more benefit from that money than the good guys for which it's intended.
Absolutely right. And the other thing that sticks in my craw is the current chairman of the secretary of the Department of Defense was the commanding general at the time in Iraq when Obama pulled all the troops out of Iraq, and he was in charge of that move. And I guess he got stuck with the same thing again, this time in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and you would have thought that that would have been a benefit. We'd apply the lessons learned from history. But if you've got a focus in a certain way and you have a more politicized senior military officials than I think we've ever had in history, and that's that. But, you know, Afghanistan, a problem I know that you've voiced very strong concern about is all those current former Afghan translators, interpreters that worked with us in our 20-year war there faced great danger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's an estimated 70,000 Afghans that work for the United States, and they're at great risk, and they're already subject to being killed. And, you know, they tried to accelerate the special immigration visa program. And, of course, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, was talking about, hey, we've already got 20,000 Afghans. Well, the problem is that there's about five times many more than that that potentially need to get that kind of protection.
You're right.
We're not prepared to do that. And That part goes unsaid.
Yep, you're right. And not one word's been said about that, and I believe this is the only show that said anything about it to date. I've not heard anybody say that.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's move along. We have a woke military that needs to be woke in a different direction.
Yeah, I'll be pretty quick on this one, but, of course, I've been stunned. You know, in the time that you and I served, and for one, let's be upfront about one thing. The American military has always been political from our beginning. It's a part of the American system, and the fact that we have civilian control of the military and that we have a Congress that approves appointments of general officers. So it's always been political, but what it has not been in the past has not been partisan political. And I'm afraid to say that it's kind of gone the other way. Historically, we've had some lower-ranking general officers that have done some things, and we usually clean that up. And we usually rely on the four-star generals to do that. Unfortunately, there's increasing indications that some of our four-star generals, to include those most senior, General Miley, are part of this and of this woke senior leadership. And it's not for the betterment of their main task, which is to provide for the national security and the protection of our country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to go ahead.
Yeah, and the problem is that notwithstanding General Miley's protestations in front of Congress saying, no, we're not woke, this and all that, but you look at the evidence on the ground, and you look at the younger officers and enlisted that are going through the schools and all that and developing over the last year, it proves kind of a little bit of a lie to what our four-stars are saying. And it's coming at a bad time because the military needs more resources because we have significant threats. We have a rising China. And the military historically has been a rare institution in our nation that has gotten bipartisan confidence, but that bipartisan confidence is eroding because partisan politics, not just politics, mm-hmm. but partisan politics is starting to do that. And unfortunately, we've got senior officers that were brought up in a different generation that I think are not immune and, in fact, are played to that,
yeah.
sometimes for self-serving reasons to the partisan politics, and that's unfortunate.
Well, Colonel, we got maybe about 30 seconds left before I have to say goodbye to you, but there is a movement afoot right now to restore the congressional war powers, and if they do it right, that's fine, but if they don't, then shame on them.
That's right. You know, that's another good news, bad news story. And unfortunately, we start out well, like withdrawing from Afghanistan, and then we execute it poorly. But, mm-hmm. you know, Congress for decades has forfeited its constitutional mm-hmm. powers to the executive branch. It's a bipartisan move to try to take that back. We'll see how that goes.
Thank you very much, Colonel. We will talk to you next week. Thanks, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, enjoy my time with you, Captain.
Yes, sir. All right, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, United States Army, retired. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Canadian province of British Columbia has declared a state of emergency for 14 days amid a surge in wildfires that have forced hundreds of people from their homes. The worst is yet to come, according to Mark Farnsworth, BC's Ministry of Public Safety. He said 299 blazes were actively burning across BC on Tuesday afternoon, including 18 that started over the previous 2 days. Thomas Barak, a billionaire who chaired President Trump's inaugural fund, was arrested Tuesday in Los Angeles, California, and charged with illegally lobbying on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. A 7-count indictment filed by prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York, alleged that Barak failed to register as a lobbyist. Frequent and bright meteors flying through the sky are upon us thanks to the Perseids meteor shower, which will go through August 24th. The meteors come from the comet Swift-Tuttle, which orbits the sun every 133 years. It was last in our solar system in 1992. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. We appreciate that. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the Everglades Equipment Group. Now, nothing runs like a deer, and I'm talking about a John Deere, and they are a John Deere dealer. Now, did you know that they carry things like leaf blowers and tillers and weed whackers and all kinds of tools? And, oh, yeah, got a little garden, got some flowers. They've got the potting soil. They've got fertilizer. They might even have some plants on store at different times of the year. And just whatever you need to get out there in the garden and do what you need to do. Plus, mowing, oh, yeah. Push mower, sure. You meaning you push the mower. A self-propelled mower, oh, yeah, got them too. How about a nice little riding mower? You bet they got one. My neighbor's got one, and he keeps giving me the benefit of the doubt with mowing the lawn every now and then. I went home yesterday, and the whole front part of my lawn was mowed again, and it was like, okay, my neighbor's been here. So there you go. And the other thing is, don't forget heavy equipment. They've got that too. And if you don't want to buy it, you can lease it. You can rent it. They got all of that going. So that's Everglades Equipment Group here in Florida, four stores within the sound of my voice and my affiliates here in the state. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And they mean what they say when they say extraordinary service. They go out of their way to fix it right the first time, every time. Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. Might get yourself a free hat or whatever. Okay, while we're waiting for Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, to call us, I'm going to talk to my listeners up there in Atlanta, in Georgia, as well as Valdosta and over there in Augusta, too, because an analysis of ballot images in Fulton County, Georgia, is showing that there's provable fraud in an audit. This comes from an election integrity group called the Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results. Now, I'm going to read the story just exactly the way it says here. It came from the Epoch Times. It says, a group seeking to ensure that elections are run fairly said this week that an in-depth analysis of mail-in ballot images obtained through a court order shows that the hand count audit in Fulton County, Georgia last year was riddled with massive errors and provable fraud. Now, the analysis has turned up at least 36 batches of mail-in ballots containing 4,255 votes that were added redundantly to the audit results, according to the Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results in Georgia. Nearly 3,400 went for Democrat Joe Biden. Now, the team examining the ballots also found seven audit tally sheets they believe were falsified to contain fabricated vote totals. Now, this is where it really, the numbers are astounding. Wait till you hear this one. In one example, the group said a batch containing 59 ballot images for Biden and 42 for former President Donald Trump were reported as 100 for Biden and zero for Trump. Now, folks, the truth is going to come out here. The Democrats are going to be exposed just as they have been in other states. That's why they don't want anything to do with voting rights bills and ID and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And, of course, they went too far, as usual. They went way too far on the deal here. And make no mistake, we can only hope that people will be held accountable and pay the price for their corruption. And I believe they will. I believe they will. So we'll see how that plays out. And by the way, Brandon just called in here and his phone dropped, so he should be calling me back here in just a second. But we'll see what happens in Georgia. It could be interesting. Could be interesting. Okay, there is Brandon again, so let me put this over here. Okay, and good morning, Brandon Rimes.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
The Consumer Quarterback, ConsumerQB.com, and of course, you have a program that people can call in from anywhere in the country, I might add, or get a hold of you and ask you questions, because a lot of people appreciate the fact, especially in my listening audience, and by the way, I've got one person that you helped up in Georgia, up in Atlanta, Georgia, that listens to us on AM 920, The Answer, my sister station up there. And you helped them with something that they had, and I know that because they told me. They sent me an email and told me.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. We love to help people. That's the whole idea behind the show, being a consumer advocate, you know, helping people sort through their everyday life. You know, there's these daily decisions and situations that come up that, you know, we weren't necessarily taught in school, but it's just life lessons and sometimes the hard knocks of life, and that's what we're here for.
Now, you bring a lot of different experts on your program, so give us an idea of what some of these people represent.
Yeah, absolutely. CPAs, financial advisors, all types of great attorneys, everything from family law, estate planning, estate, probate avoidance, you know, personal injury law, work comp, those types of things, all types of great home service providers. home inspectors, contractors, folks like that. We've got a great solar company associated with the show. Self-defense experts as well. You know, just lots of great companies that can really help you in your daily life, you know, help you avoid commission-based advice is what I always say.
Yeah, and if people have a problem, obviously they can go to the website, consumerqb.com, but don't you have a central number they can call?
Absolutely. As a consumer advocate, it's an off-air number. They can call or text 813-750-0550 and call or text 813-750-0550. And especially in the real estate space, that's where we really excel. We help people with all types of real estate decisions, buying, selling, or investing. And we do have off-market properties now also. So these are properties that are not on the MLS. People really like those types of opportunities.
How are you doing with high-rise condos located near the water? There seems to be a problem with them in South Florida lately.
Yeah, you know, that type of thing, you have to really be careful. You got to look at the condo association and make sure the board has reserves, make sure they are doing things properly, they're not deferring maintenance. And, yes, that's going to be a new emphasis on those types of properties now that since that tragedy in Surfside.
Yeah, and there was another building, I think it was Monday, that they found a 22-story building that they had some concerns about, so I don't know what they're going to do there, but definitely the building people are looking at it now very closely.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always that concern, you know, that some people like the lifestyle of having a condo because you can close it down and just take off on your next trip, vacation, or whatnot, but some people opt to have that single-family home. That way you can, you know, kind of live in your own space and have some land and, enjoy the American dream that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, did you know the Biden administration is proposing changes to the rules and laws where they want local municipalities to lose control of their own zoning? They want them to say, no more single-family homes. You can only build multifamily. They're incentivizing local municipalities to do just that.
Yeah, well, I'm very familiar with that, the zoning aspect of it anyway, because they've been trying to do that for years, and they thought they had it all wrapped up and taken care of back in 2020. That didn't happen. They're still trying to get it done. Again, it's a fundamental transformation of America, Brandon. We know that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and it's bad for, you know, freedom-loving Americans, because once they do that, next thing they're going to do is say, oh, you can't have a gun in this building, because what if you shoot it and goes through your window or through your wall to the next person over? They're going to overstep their boundaries.
Yep.
They are going to be easier to control, and yep, it's not a good thing.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up. You got 30 seconds. Again, give us the name of your company, telephone number, how to get a hold of you.
All right, guys. Yeah, we'd love to help you in your real estate if you're buying, selling, or investing. And, of course, as a consumer advocate, 813-750-0550. Call or text 813-750-0550. Thank you very much, Captain.
All right. Have a great day, my friend. All right. Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com, the website. Go over there, check it out. And if you got any questions and you can't get any answers up there where you're at, I'll bet you a dime to a dollar that Brandon Rimes will be able to get it taken care of for you. Okay, coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, overnights from 2 to 6. On...
All righty, and that police officer, by the way, was in Atlanta. Remember that shooting they had up there? He was calling that night from Atlanta, and he was explaining to us what he thought was going on. He wasn't in the exact area, but certainly he heard all the different calls going on. And this show does support our police. We back the blue. We back the firefighters. We back the military. We back the people that make America go. That's what it is, the Third Watch. And we the people control what happens in America, not the other way around. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue flag right there, too. You'll see them, and you'll know you're in the right place. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that won't do it. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget, give her a call. 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might be able to get some of those donuts in the back room. They got some really sharp pastry back there they like to hide. And maybe they'll give you some. Who knows? You never know. Well, you know, Democrats have tried and are still trying everything to convince Americans that a massive change in America is needed as they see it, the fundamental transformation of America. Now, they're doing it through lies and deception, the re-education of our youth. Nothing has worked to their satisfaction, save election 2020, that is. And now they've decided that revolution may be the only way, that Democrats are pushing for either a civil war or civil disobedience or something in our streets. Now, does that sound strange to follow that logic? It's not. The Dems are inciting violence. Just look around. Aided by their friends. Oh, gosh. Antifa and BLM. Tweaking the noses of the right until they hopefully bleed. And it's partly because they have this burning desire for a redo of the conflict that they lost so badly 150 years ago, a.k.a. the Civil War. And it sticks in their craw. But the main reason is they believe that only by introducing enough death, bloodshed, and violence into the conflict will they get the people on their side to accomplish what they've wanted for generations, and that is to go after the people and disarm them. Make no mistake about it, the Democrats want to disarm the people. Make no mistake. That's their highest priority. And the left will never be able to dictate to Americans when Americans are armed. Democrats need to keep pushing the right until they break loose of their relative composure and give Democrats reason to step on their necks. And if that proves insufficient, expect false flags to happen with more violence in the streets, compliments of Antifa and BLM. Now, after the left has disarmed the citizenry, that's when the fundamental transformation of America will go full speed ahead. Nothing will stop them from overthrowing our government, from trashing the Constitution, from forming a new government. And believe me, it will not be of the people, by the people, or for the people. Because what Democrats are up against right now, and this is what scares the bejesus out of them and any other country that ever thinks about coming into the United States. We've heard it with Japan when they said this. Because probably the largest, most well-armed citizenry that has ever existed on the planet is in America. There's 434 million guns owned by 72 million citizens in the USA. 20 million of them are AR-15s with 150 million magazines. Rounds of ammunition probably in the trillions. And if just 10% of the gun owners decide to defend their God-given rights, that would be an army of 7.2 million people. And they will indeed be waking up to a sleeping giant. So, since Democrats have distanced themselves from the middle class, the largest voting bloc in the country, and they've forgotten who those people are, I might add, the middle class, these are the people that are hardworking, independent, God-fearing people that love their country and have come to expect their freedom and that their stuff not get messed with. Mess with it and you know the wrath. The Democrats think they only have that they have the military. I doubt it. I'll tell you why. The officer corps may be leaning in their direction. That may in fact be something that's going on. But the lower ranks will never go for it. Ever. And, of course, Biden could always use their F-15s and nuclear weapons. He threatened against the Trump supporters. Remember when he said that? Might have been kidding, but he said it. But Democrats are getting artsy. They must have some sort of conclusion to this struggle before Arizona declares for Trump and before Georgia's election fraud is exposed and before Pennsylvania and Wisconsin is found out about. Now, they're not going to overturn the election. You can't do anything about it. The Electoral College, the way the system is set up, has already voted for Biden. But you're going to find out that some states along the way weren't the way you thought they were. And before it's found that election 2020 was nothing more than a coup d'etat, and certainly before they lose both the House and the Senate, the Democrats will once again try to see how far they can get with the lies that they have put forth to all of us. So the question is, are we Americans first? Do we want to make America great again? Or have we had enough? I think our best days are ahead of us. And I believe we're going to crush the Democrats starting this year, next year, and in 2024. People have had it. People have had it. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind?
Real fast, and you might disagree with me, but put the politics aside, and Afghanistan and Vietnam are a testament to the virtues of an armed population. Now, I agree with the NDA and the DC, but you know what? They were armed, they were nationalists. And I don't agree with the Taliban, but guess what? They were armed, and they were nationalists. We can pump our chest all we want, and I hate to say this, but we lost Vietnam, and we lost in Afghanistan. Wasn't the guys on the ground. It wasn't you guys. It was our stupid, inept politicians. Thanks, Mike.
I know all about it. I know all about it. We talked about that for years, especially Vietnam. It wasn't the guys. It was the politicians. Yep. Absolutely. And by the way, if you haven't heard, the United States has carried out its first airstrike in Somalia since Biden took office. That's going to be the new front. Told you before, we were moving. All we were doing was going to move continents. All we were going to do was change continents and move over to somewhere different. And that's what they did. And good morning, George. I see you're in there. How you doing there, my friend? Yeah, and I know what you're talking about with the UN. Yep, absolutely. And, Fred, you take care. Try to stay out of trouble if you can. I know it's difficult for you guys down there in Fort Lauderdale. By the way, tell my friend Steve Stern I said hello if you run across him. And let's not forget that on this program, I've said it before, I'll say it again, it's never been about me. It's about we, all of us. It's about we the people. And we the people control our own destiny. We need to get involved. We need to vote. We need to get involved in some of these campaigns. Get out there, do what needs to be done. And sock it to them. I'll see you tonight, everybody. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.